Hello, everyone, and welcome to week four of Locker Room Chats here with Onega Buffalo's Luke Baxter. Again, this Onega Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Vine Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Maine Star Trust. Again, I'm Credit and Profit here with Luke Baxter from Onega. Onega here starting the season 1-2, completing the league play and finalizing it, same as last season, taking a victory over Donovan West, but then falling to Valley Heights and Centralia. Falling out a loss to Centralia last Friday, 44-8. Luke, what can you tell me about that matchup last Friday?
Well, Centralia came out playing really hard and really fast. They were very motivated and they were ready to play and they got after it. Our kids played hard. The effort was good the whole game. We were flying around, didn't take plays off. Just things didn't go our way early on. We had some turnovers on our first three drives, and I think I said in the radio show last week that we're going to have to limit those because a team like Centralia will take advantage of turnovers, and they did. They scored on their first two drives. We gave them the ball near the 50 or in our territory. So gave them a short field twice, and they capitalized. And then on our third possession, we ended up punting and getting the ball back, and we stopped them, forced them to punt, and they snapped the ball over his head, and we got the ball knocked to 25, and we just didn't capitalize. We needed to put up some points on the board there, and if we could have cut that thing to a touchdown at half, I think that would have been really big for us. But we didn't, and credit to Centralia. They had a lot of stops, and they're a good team. And I was proud of the kids, though. They had a goal line stand right before half. I'm not so sure we'd have done that in the past. You know, down 15-0 at half and having three turnovers isn't the worst predicament to be in for the situation. But then the second half, we had them fourth down, and they converted and scored. And as the game went on, our front got kind of worn out. We just don't have much depth up front, and Centralia did. And really the big difference in the game was I felt like we had opportunities to get Centralia off the field. Their first drive, we had them fourth and four, and they converted. We had them third and long, almost had a sack, and they converted that third long and nice pass play by Alder for Kidd. And again, the third quarter, their first drive, we had them fourth down, and they converted. So we had opportunities to get them off the field, and we just couldn't quite get it done.
Yeah, and kind of going through that game real quick. And, you know, your defense held Centralia to 15 points in that first half, and that's mildly incredible as last season. It was 28-0 in the first half. You mentioned that after the first two straight drives Centralia got, which were gifted off turnovers, your team was able to force a punt and then also, on top of that, have a goal line stand. Again, I was there for that game. That was a mighty goal line stand where it came all the way down to fourth down with time expired on the clock. Keegan Vandenberg interception in the end zone. Going forward here, how do you see that defense continuing to improve against your opponents this season as you enter districts this week?
They show up every game. Not a lot of size, but those guys play hard. Vandenberg and Xavier Burgess and Jesse Miller and Luke Pale. Those are four linebackers, and they probably average about 135 pounds between them, and that's not exaggerated. Maybe less, maybe 130. And they play hard. They play a lot bigger than they are, and they never take plays off. And up front, you know, Gavin Colderman does a good job, and Riston Van Dong, he's done a really good job this year. I've been really happy with him. And we've had some young guys step up. Monty Meyercore, Callum Caverline's had to play a little bit more since some injuries. Just a bunch of kids playing hard. They're going to keep playing hard. There's no doubt in my mind. We just can't really say much about the defense other than I'm proud of the effort, and I think they'll keep improving, and they do a lot of good things.
Well, I know the offense, again, only tacked on one touchdown that came within the last minute of the game. Four turnovers total here, but Ryder Coltsman, he threw a really good ball there to finish that game for Onega. It was the first reception of the season for Cameron Kramer, caught it over the shoulders, a 45-yard touchdown pass. How can you continue to see this offense produce big scoring drives like that as this year goes on?
One thing Centralia did a really good job of is they put a lot of pressure on Ryder, and they limited his playmaking ability by doing that. But we'll just keep working on stuff. He does a good job. He throws the ball well. He can move well in the pocket or out of the pocket. And that throw to Cameron, that was a nice throw. Ryder's he's very capable of that. He did it multiple times against Valley Heights.
Well, Onega enters districts this week here against Valley Falls Dragons. 1-2 here on this season for Onega, looking to get to the even 500. We'll talk more about that in segment number 2. Welcome to segment number two here on KMZA. It's the Onega Buffalo's Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. I'm Crittenden Prophet here with Luke Baxter from Onega. 1-2 here on the season, looking to get it to the even 500, taking on a Northeast Kansas League opponent here this Friday against the Valley Falls Dragons, a team that only has so far one win of the season. They have lost back-to-back matchups after their 6-0 victory over Horton. Baxter, what can you tell me about this matchup here on Friday?
Well, it's an opportunity for us to try to get a win. It won't be easy. Valley Falls, they're improved from last year. They look like they have more size, and they've got athletes on the edge. It should be a good ball game. Hopefully we can come out ready to play and execute our offense and get after it on defense and cause them problems. We're gonna have to improve our defensive alignment. One thing against Centralia, we were kind of out of position at times and took ourselves out of plays. So we're gonna really concentrate on that this week. Watch the film and try to fix a few mistakes we made against Centralia that we can improve on against Valley Falls.
Well, I know here for Valley Falls, last Friday they lost to ACCHS 26-0. In that game, their offense only produced a total of 29 yards of offense. How's your defense going to be able to jump on early against this kind of rough starting offense here on the Dragon side?
Well, they're playing a bigger school, and we saw with Centralia, they played that Mid Buchanan out of Missouri, a bigger school, and that causes a lot of things to sometimes cause you problems on offense. So we're gonna be ready. They can score. They've got weapons. They can move the ball. They can run it. They just maybe struggle a little bit that night, but we're prepared to play against a good Valley Falls team, and we just gotta be ready to go.
Well, again, 2 years ago, Valley Falls, they were the lone win of the 23-3 season here for your team, 65-22. Last season, you beat Valley Falls by a final score of 38-6. What kind of similarities are you seeing in this team? Looking back in these past couple of years to this year, what's the film room looking like?
Well, again, I think they're better. I think they have a little bit more size. They have athletes. They can throw the ball, and they got guys that can run it. So I don't know if you really compare them to the last couple of years. I think they're better, and it's going to be a much more difficult game. And we're not the same team. I mean, we don't have the size that we did those games, and we still have a young quarterback, and we just need our seniors and upperclassmen to carry us. Hopefully we can come out with a victory, but it won't be easy.
Well, again, this Onega's Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. Here with Coach from the Onega Buffaloes, Luke Baxter. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
No problem. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you next week.
This Friday, again, Onega starting their district matchup against Valley Falls on the road.